The Marcellus Monitor and Report, it's way long overdue.
That's Dick Martin of the Pennsylvania Forests Coalition. He's been asking a lot of questions about gas drilling in state forests, but not getting many answers.
If you can't measure it, you can't manage it. And we need that data as a baseline in order to find out the effects.
The agency charged with managing state forests is the Department of Conservation and Natural Resources. 4 years ago, John Quigley headed DCNR under former Governor Ed Rendell, a Democrat. He helped launch the Marcellus Forest Monitoring Program and managed to secure 18 new positions and a $2 million a year budget.
The focus was to annually generate a set of data that not only DCNR could analyze, but the academic community and the peer review process could have access to, so that we could collaboratively develop a full understanding of the impacts.
Quigley may have hoped for annual reports, but he left DCNR with the change in administrations shortly after developing the program. Under Governor Corbett, the agency says it has taken them 4 years to staff up the monitoring program and develop protocols. Dan Devlin heads DCNR's Bureau of Forestry.
Anytime you do something for the first time, it takes a little bit of time to get it and pull it all together, and that's what we're trying to do this particular time.
Devlin says the monitoring report will document the many ways gas drilling is affecting forests.
Whether it's noise, whether it's eliminating trees, whether it's new road construction, whatever. So from our perspective, we'd like to minimize that disturbance to the greatest extent possible.
Jim Grace is a Penn State professor of forestry who chairs DCNR's Natural Gas Advisory Committee. He says he doesn't believe there's been any kind of attempt to slow walk or suppress the monitoring process.
So I think being that it's the first one, it's occurring a little slower than some would hoped, but hopefully it's well underway and we'll have it soon.
In the meantime, Dick Martin of the Forest Coalition says DCNR did recently meet with environmental groups to discuss the program, but he's been trying to get the agency to offer up more information.
Transparency from the agency would be enhanced if they would release some of the raw data and information that we have requested.
The department also recently denied a right-to-know request by State Impact Pennsylvania seeking more information about the monitoring program. A DCNR spokeswoman says the initial report will be published within a few months. Marie Cusick, State Impact Pennsylvania.